Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your Power Mentor. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you and has for you to build a big business. So listen, we're here every Monday through Friday coaching you to take your spot at the top in your network marketing business because God wants you to do something big. We serve a big God, and all I can tell you is that you were designed to do bigger things. We are talking about becoming a success magnet, and I hopefully, you know, you have realized that becoming a success magnet means that you're going to attract who you're supposed to attract, but you just have to do the work. Success will become a lot less mysterious to you. God will literally unlock the mysteries as long as you are truly adding value, making authentic connections, and you are intentional about getting results. On today, we're going to talk about, as we're coming in the queue because it's Financial Freedom Friday, we're going to talk about how perfection is impossible, but progress is always possible as long as you keep moving. Corinthians 15:58, where we're going to be coming out of on today. Go ahead and turn your Bibles there. 1 Corinthians 15:58. We got to go to the Lord because there are some people who believe they can cheat God's system. You want to help somebody on today. You want to get some folks on this line so you can go out there and crush it. Father God, we come before you. We honor you because this is the day that you've made, and we're so glad. We rejoice we're here in the land of the living. Father God, is right now as we lift up our eyes unto you, give us our spiritual eyes, and not only are we looking to you, but we also look inside of us, where your Holy Spirit dwells for those who have accepted him into their hearts. We honor you, O Father God, and we ask you on this day that you make it extremely clear, even though we are of one body, we know that we're individuals. Speak, Holy Spirit, to your people like never before. Give them a burning desire just to please you, removing all of the background noise of the world. Help them find their sweet spot with you, oh dear Lord, that they will continue to strive for progress and not perfection. We're thanking you, oh Father God, for your grace as well as your mercy. What a God that loved us so, gave us his only begotten Son, but also will allow us to reap the rewards and benefits of all of the things that are not right. So on this day, oh Father God, we want to set it right with you, not to be religious, but just to acknowledge you for who you are, the great I am, the one who gives us the ability to gain wealth. Everything in earth is yours and the fullness thereof. So we are coming to you, oh Father God, to make that true connection, so that we can go out and give value, releasing and putting over to the side every circumstance, every weight right now, because you said that your burden is light and your yoke is easy. Yes, that's what we are looking for, the simplicity to go out and just help others. We honor you and we bless you because we're going out to do these great exploits in your name, and they will know who sent us. We want to seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Financial Freedom Friday, meaning you get to release yourself from lack. Who's up for it? Who's up for the challenge to release themselves from lack? You begin to really understand that the love of God is real. You do not have to be perfect to make progress. And if you keep it moving, progress is inevitable. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. The Apostle Paul, that's one of our baddest brothers ever. I mean, when you start talking about tenacity, when you start talking about being steadfast and immovable, and he did his work regardless. He said results regardless. We're going to make it happen. 1 Corinthians 15:58 says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. I have heard this passage countless, countless, countless times. And I know that it's not that men and women of God have left this part out. I'm telling you on what I didn't used to hear about this passage. But when I heard the end, and I couple it with everything that you do as unto the Lord, not unto men, and then you come back with this right here, I said, this is where most of us have missed it or are missing it. This is where we're missing it. I want you to go write it down, because sometimes, see, I don't know. I don't know. We have all sorts of different types of learners. You have the auditory kinesthetic and you have the visual learners. And I don't know which one. Most of us have a little bit of all of it. But you have a primary learning style. And believe it or not, auditory is probably the smallest group of folks that learn just by listening, because they can't hear. They're hearing their problems. They're hearing their challenges. They're hearing their phones going off. They're hearing, they're hearing like in their mind, time is running out. They're hearing, oh, I'm not good enough. They're hearing all these other things. So they can't even really hear the word of God. So this is why I tell you, go write it down. And I know if you write it down, you have to look at it to write it down. So I'm trying to help people, but guess what? Some of the minor things like that, a person will still be disobedient, and it may be the exact key to unlock your success. You might say, that's so small. But it's been my experience that the small things are what people miss, but the small things are really big. Just like the small thing that we say, just bringing value every day, just bringing something to make someone feel better every day about them, about life, about God. You don't have to be an evangelist to make someone feel good about God, because God is love. And so if you are one and you're saying, I'm not scriptural, I don't, whatever, I don't care. That's not my part. I'm doing my part. I'm saying your heart, pure heart, clean hands is the first step. And so you start asking God to purify your heart. Show me. The only way you can purify is some things got to probably be burnt out. Some things probably have to be just, purifying the heart is not like an easy, clean process, but you got to be saying, I'm willing to go through the fire sometime. I don't know where you are. I'm just talking about what happened and what has happened to me. And any time that I start feeling a little heavy or whatever, then I say, I go back there again. And then, wow, things become clear again. And so we talked about becoming a success magnet. And let me tell you something that is so attractive, right? We're not saying attractive, meaning it's so sexy or whatever. We're talking about attractive, meaning people want to be near you. People want to be closer to you. People always want to be closer to somebody who makes them feel better about themselves. Simple. They can feel bad about themselves all by themselves. Would you agree? So let's talk about this. What do we typically miss? Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast. Ask yourself, am I steadfast or am I easy to sway back and forth? Can I get off this call and get right off track? I had a plan. I'm going to go do these things, and I'm going to give you three things you're going to do to make sure you understand that progress is always possible if you keep moving. He says, be immovable, meaning not stand still. Mean don't be so easy to get off your game. You know you want to build a legacy for you and your family, but you act like they're not ever going to be obstacles. This is the reason why the word told us count it all joy. This is the reason why the word told us that the trials and tribulations build character. Because everybody gonna have problems. You're grown folks. Stop acting like you're the only one with challenges or problems. But then always be abounding in the work of the Lord. The always part is what most people miss. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. So that means doing it as unto the Lord, not unto men. So that means, like, you know, this our daddy. So, you know, like when your parent asked you to do something, and even if you didn't feel like it, how many people, when you were a kid and you're sitting right there with your parents and they say, I'm thirsty. And they say, can you go to the refrigerator, go get something to drink? And the distance from the couch to the refrigerator is the same distance for both of y'all. I know some of y'all chuckling right now. You like it. They said, go get me some water. And you're like, Mom or Dad, like, can you go get the water? But you forgot how many times they went and got you milk. You forgot how many times they fed you food when you couldn't even put the spoon to your mouth. Oh, you can't remember. Because maybe even later on, you stopped getting along with your parents or whatever. You forgot that part. It's easy for us to forget what God has done for us and go into what have you done for me lately. And he said, I woke you up. Because if you can hear this, that means you're on the right side. You can hear me. You on this side. I don't know who's hearing me. I know the spirit is hearing me on the other side too, but I'm not sure where other people are. I'm not sure. I'm talking to you. You can hear me. You say, what have you done for me lately, Lord? You can hear? And what about can you move? Because let me tell you something. Over the last week and plus, it was some challenges for me to move the way I normally move. And I began to tell the Holy Spirit, quicken to me and tell me what do I need to do for this vessel. He said, stop playing, girl. I've been told you what you need to do. So I said, okay, I'm going to start making some progress. And then the other part that people miss, always abounding in the work of the Lord. You're abounding in your work. You're abounding in your promotion. You're abounding in what other people thinking. You're abounding. Do people think that you are moving fast enough? You're abounding in what people think, but not what the Lord thinks, because he can hear your thoughts. He can hear every thought, but the people can't. That's why you just got to be real, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. He didn't say knowing that your labor is not in vain in the world. He said in the Lord. This is what I want you guys to know. There are three things that you can do that you can do to make sure you're continuously making progress. You look up. This is what most people don't do. I'm looking right here. My note disappeared, but because I made the note, I know what it is. Number one, you got to get all the way plugged in. Why? Because the biggest distractions is where there's an opening for something else to get you off track. So if you're plugged in, typically, eventually, you're going to pass along the message that your people should be plugged in. The people who are more plugged in, their people are more plugged in. But you can't give somebody something you don't have. If you're missing important portions of the system, and when we start talking about how you acquire customers, how you acquire agents, and how you now move into duplication, I'm telling you, people want to win. So if you are not even progressively or intentionally trying to win or get results, it's not attractive. It's just not. It's not attractive. I didn't say you're not cute. You don't look like you're the bomb. You're not debonair. I said it's not attractive. People want to progress because inside of us, the God on the inside of us, know we should be winning, but people don't know how. So they are going to polarize toward winning. Unless they are in a place where they're good with not winning, and then they're going to polarize towards that. So you're wondering how you have little cliques of people that you have. Like, you don't typically have a bunch of haters hanging with progressive, prosperous people. Because progressive, prosperous people going to start getting on the nerves of the haters, and the haters going to start getting on the nerves of the progressive, prosperous people. So people who bring value are not going to always be attracted to people who devalue. Are you guys getting this? So you want to stay plugged in and stay plugged in where the value is coming consistently. The next thing you want to do is you want to pace to win the race. You can't get ready when you're trying to get ready. A lot of people procrastinate on everything. They always pressing the snooze button in the morning. They always like, okay, I'm going to get to that later. And that's exactly the same habit they may bring into their business building habits or practices. You might be ending a volume month and you're moving into another volume month, but you're acting the same as you did at the beginning of the last month, as you're acting at the end of the month, and you think something is going to change. Preparation, get the ducks in the row, get the players plugged in so they can start playing. Don't you know every time that people get ready to do something with athletics, they typically will have a warm-up session. People who just run right into working out and they don't want to do the preliminaries. They're too busy for the preliminaries, like preparation and mapping things out and writing things out for business owners and saying, okay, here are the players. This is what we're going to do. If we know that we have to get customers and business partners and we have to have duplication, there needs to be a plan. There needs to be some agreement with the people that this is what we're doing. So you should be in your back offices. Yes, even though you're finishing out one volume a month, but you should be saying, well, we want to thrust it. It's continuum. The end of the month is the beginning of another month, but it's still part of your quarter. It's still part of your year. So then now after the players are plugged in, you're pacing to win the race. Most people are moving themselves into exhaustion. That's not how people win and become attractive. Who's going to be attracted to, okay, I'm already sick and tired, and now you want to bring me into something that's going to make me more tired? That's why people will say, I don't know. I don't want that. They got to do too much. It's just too much what they got to do. And I hear people sometimes say to me, they'll say, Nicola, you know, you make it look so easy. No, I don't make it look easy. I make success accessible. And I help you understand that progress is always possible as long as you keep moving. It's a marathon, family. It's not a sprint. You're thinking that your sideline or your upline is your contender? All wrong. Your goal is to get better with your progress. Spiritually, mentally, and your skill. That's enough to worry about that you can't worry about nobody unless you're adding value to them. And then you need to track the progress. The best way to track the progress is your minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day, that turns into your weeks and your months and your years. We've trained that before. People think that the year just shows up. It didn't show up even by day. It was hour by hour. How many hours have you been awake thus far? You like, I'm still wiping the sleep out my eyes. So then how many hours are you going to put it in and get it in? Today, is that already on your calendar? Is it already on your calendar is what's going to be going on for today? Because it's your day by day that create the week by week. Listen, me here, we're moving into an amazing holiday. We know we typically don't date these things, but we're moving into Mother's Day weekend, you know? And mothers, you guys have to dovetail so much. I know I do. I've been up since 5 touching bases with a lot of women and mothers who touched my lives in so many ways. And I was just looking at a text message as we were here, and I'm talking about progress. And one of my mentors, Miss Sonia Young, who she was texting me this morning, and her husband, Dr. Walt Young, they're in Washington, D.C. right now being honored. 60 years he's been in dentistry. He was actually Dr. Martin Luther King's dentist and his family's dentist. She's like the goddaughter for Elder Bernice King and everything. So she was just here texting me, and I'm like, where you at? You know, and when I can look at how time, just speaking about what's attractive, they're mainly, people think about them when they think about a success magnet because they've given so much value, the whole family, the Young family, they've dedicated their life, just like the King family, dedicated their life to serving, adding value to people and being so connected and making true connections. And even though she was giving my spanking on, like, wait a minute, I miss you, you better, I said, okay, we get back. And then, you know, making a true connection. But you got to do that kind of stuff. You just got to be real. Right? You will attract other successful people, real, recognized, real. Doesn't matter if you might be just one person, like a needle in a haystack of a crowd. You will start standing out and become that success magnet. So what we're going to do, let's open up Financial Freedom Friday. Are you all the way plugged in? So that this month, people are like, oh man, I got to connect with you. I'm getting messages all over the web of, wow, I just want to connect with you. And they don't always have to be in my business. I don't even care about it. Like, I'm looking for the value, the real connection, right? And then the result may not all the time be someone jumping in your business or your service right now. But I'm going to tell you something. You will increase those results, too, if you do the first two steps. Let's go on this morning. God bless you. 318, last four, 3281. Good morning to you. Good morning. Can you hear us? Good morning. Hold on. Let's go. 201-4240. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Great morning, Nicola. It's Dana. How are you this morning?
Oh, Queen, good morning. Good morning.
Great morning, Queenie. Nicola, this series this week, oh my gosh, has been such a blessing in so many ways. I just was listening in and, you know, I want to say, sisters, stay out my window, please. Just for a minute, stay out my window. So I was taking, Nicole, I've been getting out of bed so early this week. Like, God has really been shifting me out of the bed really early, right? And I've been taking notes. You know, that's one of the things that I developed a habit of doing a long time ago. Like, why am I being called out of bed? You know, so I take notes. So I want to just share with you something that I wrote down. It's just amazing that you touched on these things, specifically this morning. And I'm going to make it quick, but it's so important, right? So this morning, you know, I got this calling to go to Genesis 32:25-30, right? And I'm like, okay, God, why are you calling me here? And here's what I got. First and foremost, I got this whole story about Jacob evolving and becoming that success magnet. I could almost cry, Nicola, because I was like, oh, my God. You know, my mom used to always say, when a student is ready, the teacher will appear. It's not my first time seeing this scripture, obviously. But so I started thinking about, okay, God, what are you trying to tell me here? And you know this, sis. You've said it to me before. I've said it out loud. And it's just, it's evolution. It's evolution time, right? Divorcing the old you to unveil the new you is what I got from that. The story in this passage talked about how Jacob battled through the night. And at the end of that battle, even though he was injured, and I'm going to share why I'm saying this, Nicola, even though he was injured, he said to, you know, in that battle when it was done, he said, I will not let you go until you bless me. Why would Jacob be asking the person he battled to bless him, right? And then the return response he got was, what's your name? It wasn't, what blessing do you want? It's, what was your name? What's your name?
You know who you are.
Oh, my God. Nicola, I was like, oh, my God. So it made me realize, because every time the next layer is about to be shed, the next level is about to be reached. And I heard you again this morning say, you know, the pain that you were in. And I realized some of the stuff that I was going through this week, getting out of bed early, and the things that's going on behind the scenes is a battle. Because that evolution, that next level is about to happen. Right as you're passing over into your greatness, the battle will begin. And for some of us, you know, it's God's strategic battle. And for sometimes it might be you know, the enemy, right, trying to distract us. Didn't you just say that, sis, this morning? So the whole thing that I'm trying to say is it's time to get extremely laser, extremely, not just laser focused, extremely laser focused. As Dr. Miles Monroe said, the one who created the manual knows you the best and knows what your capacity is. If he said it's doable, it's doable. I'm so bright-eyed now to this next level, like I can see it so clear. So this, you just are so, you know, you so suave, Nicola. Becoming a success magnet, that was so suave, because what you're saying is you're already that. You just have to own it. Oh, my God.
It's already there. Remember, I am a success machine, right?
Amen.
I was designed to succeed. And let me tell you something. When you are sharing this, and when I share back with you guys, I talked on yesterday, I did a live with Association Network Marketing Professionals. I told them, listen, I don't like that idolization and that iconic deal. Those are the biggest distractions. And you notice that he is a man of God as well, Garrett McGraw, and he talked about how he doesn't like that either, where it try to make people think like in order for you to get to the top or do amazing things in your life that you got to be looking like you're this perfect, put together, everything. This is what people are waiting for. They're waiting for, I don't have all my stuff together to go out there and give value. I don't have my stuff together to do this. Who am I to give somebody advice in an area where I'm struggling? Who am I? That's not what God said. But if you're doing it from a pure place, that purification part is hard. Sometimes if you get on that video and you start being real, some things gonna come out and you say, ooh, I didn't want the world to know that, but God said it needs to come out so I can come in. Ladies and gentlemen, God said, just get real. Stop it already. Get real. Like, who can you, if you're hanging around people that put you in a place where you don't feel adequate, or you inside, you're hanging around, you're sitting and you're eating food, but in the meat, just because they're making you feel smaller because you're trying to keep up. Child, they jacked up too. Anybody that's trying to make people feel like they iconic, they truly jacked up. They are super insecure themselves. This is why celebrityism, people get surprised when they hear people took pills. It just begins to be like, oh my gosh, the weight of not being truly who I am is just unbearable. I had to let that stuff go a long time ago. I tell people my life was a thing where people, I was a talker, they just to be talking. So now folk who talk about me, I'm like, child, you late. They've been talking about me a long time. 503, last four, 0853. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. They just remember they called my name, baby. It's ringing everywhere, including in heaven. 503, last four, 0853, because I'm abounding in the work of the Lord. All right. Let's go on to 706-3811, Financial Freedom Friday, last caller. Wow, we did good. We did good. Got to hop on the phone. Good morning. Good morning. Okay, we're going to take this last one because I love to hear. Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you. We got to be ready. We never know when we're going to click. 267, last 4-8128. Now we got tons of people in the queue. We're just going to take this last one here. Tomorrow, get ready for the fresh training that we have. I don't know what God's going to do. I don't have a clue. So 267, last 4-8128. Good morning.
Hi, I'm ready. It's Bonita Lee McClain.
Hey. Good morning.
I was so excited. I was like, yes, I got a chance to. I got it. But anyway,
you're a quick learner. You're like, okay, I know how to get in this queue. And okay, good.
Let me get up in here. Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited about you coming to Philadelphia. I just want to let everyone know that Nicola Smith will be here in Philadelphia. On Tuesday, you guys, we will be at on City Line Avenue at the Marriott. So if you have any guests, bring them out, because I'm sure that you will close them. We're going to be starting at 6:30, you guys. So make sure that you are there. It's $10 for, it's $10 for the agents and free for your guests. So make sure that you are there. Thank you so much. And, you know, one thing that I got from today was that you just have to stay focused. And the closer you are to God, the further you are from the devil. So, you know, and the closer you are to the devil, the further you are from God. And I feel like that about my business, too. The closer you are to your business, the further you are away from distractions. You know, you have to be close to your business. Distractions are, you have so many people in your inbox trying to recruit you all the time. I mean, for this business, for that business. I mean, there's thousands of network marketing companies out there. So and I know this, you know, the closer you are to your business, the further you are away from those things. People will know, they'll be able to go to your Facebook page and say, you know, she is really into her business. I'm not even going to inbox her. So, you guys, you just got to stay focused. Go ahead and do those lives. Let people know that you are, you know, that you're an agent, that you want to help people. Go out there and make sure that you do those posts, you know, about your business. All I do is go to her page, Nicola Smith's page, and duplicate what she said, copy and paste. I promise you that's what I do. I go to other people's pages that are definitely in the business, and I copy and paste their, you know, their posts, and it really helps me. Until I just got into the business about a month and a half ago, and I'm still making my way. I'm trying to find my way. But, listen, they found their way, and I'm just copying and pasting what they're doing for right now. So just stay focused with your business. Stay focused with God, you know, and just keep moving. And that's, you know, so thank you so much, Nicola.
So powerful. So powerful. You are so right. You know, all I can tell you is that perfection, it'll slow you down. I mess up all the time. Even when I'm speaking, people are like, oh, you're a great speaker. I mess up all the time. When I go and I review, I'm like, okay, how did I put that word with that word? I don't care. That's not going to quench me and say no, because I'm coming from the heart. And I say, that's the way it needs to come out. This is what I need you to know. If the heart is right, what comes out of the mouth is going to be right. And I'm telling y'all right now, if you position yourself right now to be a success magnet and you're going out and you're giving the value, knowing that you're valued, you stop here first. There's some people that didn't stop here first, so they're going out and they're still doubting themselves as if they can do it or should they be doing it or what they're doing. I don't know if this is for me. Have you ever heard people say that? And when that somebody say that, they should actually finish that sentence with saying, this is not for me, but I know this is. Because the person that just says, I don't know if this is for me, and end the sentence, don't know what they want. This helps you move through your process. When you start knowing exactly what you want, it's very easy to know what you don't want. And what you don't want no longer have space in your life and your business. I love you. God bless you. Take care.